Praise be to God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Allow me to tell you a story about an old man. He lived in a time when, well, time seemed to stand still. Not much would change between a person's birth and a person's death. And so there was time for people to select and master a craft. And this old man was known throughout this old village and the surrounding villages as the baker. And indeed, most people didn't even know his given name. They simply called him by that title. And every morning, before the sun would rise, you would find him preparing for the day's work. Logs would be brought in, would be fed into this old wooden oven. The old marble rolling table would be carefully washed and dried. And only then would the ingredients be brought from the storeroom. And about this time, every morning, the local poulterer would arrive and supply him with fresh eggs, and the dairy farmer with fresh milk and butter. As the ingredients continued to collect on one side of the table, he would begin that lengthy process of separation. He would first start with the eggs, selecting a few and setting the rest aside. Then he would move on to the dairy. He would skim the cream off the top and then take a portion of that milk and set the rest aside. The flour would be next, and the sugar, and the remaining ingredients. And many, many people throughout the area tried to duplicate his goods. But they always focused on selecting the perfect eggs, the perfect butter and flour. And when they would find themselves frustrated because they could never produce that perfect cake, they would turn to him for advice. And he would always say the same thing. It's not the material. It's the maker that produces perfection. Our passage today describes the ascension of Jesus. And starting in verse 50, he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Now this passage tells us that they worshipped him, that they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. But we know from other accounts they weren't always this joyful. Immediately after his crucifixion, they were scared. They felt abandoned. They felt alone. So they huddled together in a room, waiting. Just waiting for their master and afraid that he would never return. See, and Jesus knew this. He knew that they would do this, that they would feel this way. So even before he walked to the cross. He prayed to his Father on their behalf. The whole entire prayer is recorded in John, but this morning I just want to read a few verses. Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, you have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name, so that they will be united, just as we are. And during my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that not one was lost except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so they can be made holy by your truth. See, in this prayer, Jesus foretells his departure from the world. And he confirms that the disciples will remain. And he knows that they will feel abandoned. And he knows that they'll feel separated. And not just from him, but also from the world. And it'll seem to them that they are like those eggs and that butter on the baker's table, alone, separated, and waiting for the chef to return. And so he prays. Jesus says, Father, I am perfect. I am everything that they are not. Everything that they can never be on their own. Use me. Place onto me every sin that has ruined their perfection. Place onto me everything that makes them your enemy. Make me their sin and let me carry their punishment. Sacrifice me so that they can be made perfect when you look upon them. Sacrifice me so that they can receive the Holy Spirit and so that they will never, ever be abandoned. And God answers his prayer. He makes Jesus the sacrifice that atones for our sins. And Jesus hands that reconciliation. He hands that victory over to us. Because we believe, God forgives our sins. And God sets us aside. He makes us holy. And once separated from the rest of the world, he brings us into unity with him through Jesus. There he protects us from the evil one. We're safe. We're protected. We're not alone. And we know this to be true. Every one of us knows this to be true. But how often do we find ourselves in the flames of this world? How often do we look around and really believe that we are alone. That we've been abandoned by the church or by God Himself. How often do we stand in the oven of life and wonder why it seems that we are no longer part of the dough, no longer part of the whole, but just a single ingredient, standing alone? You see, that's the power of this message. It's a message that assures us that however we feel and wherever we feel that we are alone, that we're not. Jesus secured that promise on our behalf. It's a promise that only God can keep. So when we find ourselves in the fires of life, in the oven where the world seems to have abandoned us, and where our baker is even nudging us closer to the flames, we can stand confident we are not alone. We can stand confident that Jesus stands with us in that moment of isolation. And we can stand confident that God will protect us from any flame. And He will never let it destroy us. And we don't just have His words to fortify this confidence. We have Jesus Himself, and He comes to us at His table. He comes to us as His body and His blood. And when we participate in that meal, we receive Him. And the bread and the wine, physical reminders that He is in us. And because He is in us, we are never alone. Please pray with me. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen.